the JFK School Radio Show
with your hosts Emma,
Alex
and Amelia. Today we're going to talk about
William Shakespeare's life,
the Shakespeare Theatre
and why he's still famous today.
As an extra, we're going to read six acts of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Let's start with Act 1 and 2.
The story takes place near Athens. At this time, Theseus and Hippolyta, and also Hermia and Lysander, are in love. Demetrius loves Hermia, but Hermia doesn't love Demetrius. But Helena loves Demetrius, and Demetrius doesn't love Helena. No, no.
What's the matter? What can I do to help you, my friend?
It's like this, Theseus. My daughter Hermia was going to marry Demetrius. I was happy about it because Demetrius is a good man and comes from a good family. I like the idea of the marriage. Hermia now says that she loves Lysander and she won't marry Demetrius.
Is this true, Hermia? Do you really refuse to marry the man chosen by your father?
I love Lysander, and I will never marry Demetrius.
You see how stubborn she is, Theseus. That's why I come to you, to ask your help. The law of Athens is clear. If Hermia refuses to obey me, she can be put to death.
My lord, I refuse to marry Demetrius. Lysander is the man I love. I will marry Lysander, or I will never marry anyone.
Listen to me very carefully, Hermia. You're young and you should listen to the wisdom of your father. I want you to think about this matter again. I will give you until the day of the wedding to change your mind. You have 4 days. If at the end of that time you still refuse to obey your father, I will have you sent to a convent for the rest of your life. Do you understand?
I understand you, Theseus. What can we do, Lysander? I'll never agree to marry Demetrius, but I don't want to go for a convent for the rest of my life. It's too cruel.
Listen, my love, I've got a plan. There's an aunt of my mine who lives quite near Athens. We'll go there, you and I. That way we can escape Athens and this terrible law. What do you say?
I'd go anywhere with you, Lysander.
Good, then be ready tomorrow night. We'll meet in the wood outside Athens. We've got a secret to tell you, Helena. Hermia and I are running away from Athens. We're leaving tomorrow night.
I wish you both good luck. I will tell Demetrius what Lysander and Hermia are going to do. Perhaps he will thank me for bringing him the news.
Theseus and Hippolyta will have a marriage. And Theseus wants something special on this day. A theater play named Pyramus and Thisbe will be performed.
What part am I playing? Am I a lover or a bad king, perhaps?
You're playing the part of a lover. You kill yourself for love. It's very exciting.
Wonderful. I'll be very good in that part. I'm sure I will. I'll make everyone cry at the tragedy of my sufferings, but I'd be good at a bad king too. I think I'd rather play the part of a bad king. What about that? What was me as a bad king? Pretty good, don't you think?
I'm sorry, Bottom. You can't be the bad king. You're playing the part of a lover. It's been decided.
All right. I'll play the lover if I have to. Now tell us about the other parts in the play.
The next is flute. You play the part of Thisbe, the woman that Pyramus loves.
I can, Quince. I'm sorry, but our symbol can't.
Why enough not flute?
I'm growing a beard. I can play the part of a woman. If I've got a beard, can I?
Don't worry about that. You can wear a mask. No one will see your beard.
I could be very good at this. Let me have the part of this.
No, you can't. I've already told you. You're the lover. You snuck, you're the lion.
Oh, I don't know. Quint, do you think I'll be any good? I hope it's not too big a part. I'll never be able to remember my lines.
You haven't got any lines. All you've got to do is roar and look frightening. It's easy.
Let me be the lion, Quint. I want to be the lion. I'd be terrifying as a lion. I know I would. All the ladies in the audience would be scared to death if I played the lion.
That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? If you scared the ladies, the Duke would be very angry with us. He'd punish us for sure.
You're right, Quint. Of course you are. But I could be a very gentle lion, you know. No one would be scared at all. What do you think?
know about them. I've already told you. You're the lover. It's a lovely part. Let's go to the wood tomorrow night. We can practice there without being disturbed.
Hello.
We are back in the studio.
First, we listen to a song. By The Cure. And now we're gonna talk about Shakespeare's life.
William Shakespeare was born on the 23rd of April 1564 in Stratford upon Avon. He was an actor, playwright, poet, and lived in London. At age 18 in 1582, he married Anne Hathaway, with whom he had three children. He died in his hometown of Stratford on the 23rd of April 1616 at the age of 52. He wrote 38 plays and 154 sonnets. His father was also named William and his mother was named Mary.
William and Anne's first child was Susan, born a mere 6 months after the wedding of her parents. The twins arrived in January 1585 and named Hamlet and Judith, after two very close friends of William, the Stratford baker, Hamlet Salter, and his wife Judith. Tragically, Hamlet Shakespeare died of unknown causes in August 1596 at the age of 11. The events of his short life are unrecorded.
Anne Hathaway was born 1556 in Shottery, Warwickshire, England, and she died on the 6th of August in 1623 in Stratford-upon-Avon, Warwickshire, England.
Very little is known about her beyond a few references in legal documents, but her personality and relationship to Shakespeare have been the subject of much speculation by many historians and creative writers.
Funny facts about Shakespeare. 1. Two of Shakespeare's plays have been translated into Klingon, the language created for the Star Trek science fiction series. 2. In Shakespeare's last will, he left his wife the second best bed in the house.
Back in the studio again. Now let's move on
with Act 3 and 4.
The actors want to meet in the woods. In the woods are also fairies, Oberon and Titania. Oberon wants a servant from Titania. They argue.
I didn't expect to see you here.
I won't speak to him. I've refused to speak to him.
I'm your king, Titania. Remember that.
It's true. You are my king, Oberon. But I still won't speak to you.
She makes me so angry. I must do something to punish her. Let me think. Yes, I've got it, Puck. You know that magic flower I told you about? I want you to fetch me that flower. I've got a plan for Titania. I'll teach her to be so arrogant with the king.
Go away. I tell you, I don't want you here, Elena. Leave me alone.
I will never leave you, Demetrius. I love you. Don't you realize that? I want to stay with you forever.
Be careful, Helena. I'll abandon you here in the middle of the wood.
What a pity! To treat a beautiful girl like that is a shame. That young man deserves to be taught a lesson. I make him fall in love with the girl. Well done, Puck. Now we'll have some fun, I can promise you. When she wakes up, she'll fall in love with the first thing she sees. I hope it's a bear or a monkey or something or horrible. It will be a good lesson for her. There's something else I want you to do for me, Puck. While you were away, I saw a young couple in the wood. They were arguing very badly, and the young man was cruel to the girl. Find out where they are. And when they are asleep, pour some of this juice into the young man's eyes. I want him to fall in love with the girl. She was so unhappy.
Yes, sir. I'll look for them right away.
These must be the lovers Oberon told me about. Look how far apart they are. The girl is frightened to lie next to him.
Lysander, what are you doing here? Wake up, Lysander, wake up.
Helena, my love.
Don't mug me, please. It's cruel of you. I don't deserve this. What have I done to you?
Come back, Helena, come back. You don't understand. It's you I love, not Hermia.
Now Lysander loves Helena and not Hermia anymore. Helena thinks that Lysander mocks her. The actors are practicing their play in the woods.
There are some things I don't like about this play, my friends. Pyramus has to kill himself with a sword, you know. The ladies in the audience will be frightened to see that.
You're right, Bottom. We can't frighten the ladies. But what can we do?
Let's have a special prologue. We'll explain that Pyramus isn't really killed. And we'll also tell them that I'm not Pyramus at all. Then they won't be scared.
Let's do that. We can't be too careful, can we?
What about the lion then? The ladies will be scared of the lion for sure.
We'll have another prologue. We'll tell them that the lion isn't real.
I think that's a good idea. We will have two special prologues. But there's another thing that worries me. It says there that Thisbe and Pyramus meet in the moonlight. How can we put moonlight on the stage?
It's all right. There's a moon that night. We'll just open a window in the hall and let the moonlight in.
And to make certain, one of us can carry a lantern to represent the moon.
These are the worst actors in the world. I'll play a trick on them.
Puck used magic to give Bottom a donkey's head.
It's a ghost! Run! Run, everybody!
It's a joke, isn't it? You all want to frighten poor old Bottom, do you? Well, I'm not frightened.
Your singing is beautiful, sir, and you're beautiful too. I'm in love with you.
Back in the studio, and now we're gonna listen to another song.
what love can be like. It is all tears, and it will be till the end of your time. Come closer, my love. Will you let me tear your heart apart? Now all hope is gone. So drown in my love, waiting for you to drown in my love. So open your heart, waiting for you to open your arms. And drown in my love, waiting for you to drown in this love. And open your arms, waiting for you to open your arms. And drown in this love. So oh my love, your laughter is finally turning into tears, and you're begging for more, though the end is getting near. Come closer, my love, I'll violate you in the most sensual way, until you drown in this love, waiting for you.
All Tears
by him.
Now you get some information about the theater.
The Globe Theater was a very famous theater in the world's history. It was built in 1599 and it was 100 feet. 40 years later, in June 29, 1640, it was burnt. No people died.
In the theater, actors performed in lots of plays. For example, Romeo and Juliet. The play was written in 1597.
The Globe Theater was also a famous place for people. 3,000 people came and stayed in the theater. 1,000 could stay in the yard. Those plays were for the poor people and 2,000 for the rich people. Rich stayed in the floor. The Globe Theater held 3,000 people to watch plays.
On June 1630, it was rebuilt, but 28 years later, it was closed. In 1997, it was rebuilt, again by Sam Wanamaker. It was 715 feet tall. It is still open today. You can still watch plays in the theater today.
Hello, Emilia here. Now we're gonna read Act 5 and 6.
Now Titania is in love with Bottom.
So then you gave him a donkey set and Titania fell in love with him, Puck, you were wicked. And the boy from Athens, did you put the magic juice into his eyes as I told you?
Yes, I did.
But Hermia, I love you.
Leave me alone, Demetrius. I just want to know where Lysander is. When I woke up, he was nowhere to be seen. You haven't killed him, have you? I know you're jealous of him.
No, Hermia, I haven't killed Lysander. But what will you give me if I help you look for him?
Leave me alone, Demetrius.
But I love you, Helena.
What about Hermia? Don't you love Hermia?
I used to love her, it's true, but now I don't care about her at all. It's you I love now.
This is some kind of game, isn't it? You're mocking me and I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Helena, my love.
And now you as well. Why are you both mocking me? It isn't kind.
Lysander, I've been looking everywhere for you. Where have you been?
Leave me alone, Hermia. And you, Demetrius, you leave Helena alone. I'm in love with her.
You're in love with her? You've got Hermia. You ran away from Athens to be with her. Stay with her.
And you followed Hermia to be with her. Take her, Demetrius. Marry her. I want to stay with Helena.
What have you done, Helena? Have you stolen Lysander from me?
Me? I've done nothing, but I see that you all want to make fun of me.
We must do something, Puck. They will be fighting soon. We must use more magic. Make the wood very dark, Puck, and put a thick mist everywhere so they won't be able to see anything. Then go to Lysander and pretend to be Demetrius. Tell Lysander that you want to fight him. He'll follow you. Then go to Demetrius and pretend to be Lysander. Tell him the same thing and make him follow you in a different direction. You can make them chase after you until they become tired and fall asleep. Then I'll use magic to put things right.
Demetrius and Lysander both love Helena, and no one loves Hermia. Demetrius and Lysander have a very big conflict.
I'm so glad to see you, Oberon. I've had such a strange dream. I dreamed that I was in love with a donkey.
There's your donkey, Titania.
He's so ugly, but what's been happening? I can't remember anything, clearly.
I'll explain everything later, but now we must hurry. Today is Theseus' wedding, and we're all going to Athens. Lysander's going to marry Hermia, and Demetrius is going to marry Helena.
What are you all doing here?
It's hard to explain, Theseus. I don't seem to remember everything clearly. I know that Hermia came here because we were running away from Athens, and then I don't remember what happened.
Well, Hermia, have you made your decision? Have you decided to obey your father and marry Demetrius?
I don't want to marry Hermia, Theseus. I want to marry Helena. I was in love with her before, and somehow I'm in love with her again.
Well, all be married together. That's what we will do. It will be a splendid ceremony. You, Lysander, will marry Hermia, and you, Demetrius, will marry Helena.
Now Lysander and Hermia, Demetrius and Helena, and Arthur, Theseus and Hippolyta will marry. The actors play Pyramid and Thisb. Hippolyta says that the play is terrible, but Theseus says it is the funniest performance he has ever seen.
Hello, now we're gonna talk about William Shakespeare and why he's still relevant today. First, William Shakespeare is still famous for his unique literature.
He wrote lots of books.
The most of you know one or two of his famous books.
For example,
Romeo and Juliet or Hamlet.
The most of his books are dramas.
And he is famous for his theater plays he had wrote 400 years ago.
And that was the end of our today's show.
Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Live.
Wir berichten am 4. Juli live aus Erfurt vom antifaschistischen Protest gegen den Bundesparteitag der AfD. Die Bündnisse Widersetzen und Zusammenstehen rufen zum Widerstand gegen den Rechtsruck auf.
Die freien Radios liefern euch am 4. Juli Infos direkt vom Geschehen in Erfurt. Schaltet ein und seid dabei von 6 bis 15 Uhr.
Bei Radio Frei direkt aus Erfurt.
Bei Radio Korax in Halle,
dem Freien Radio Stuttgart
und der Wüstenwelle in Tübingen.
Und vielleicht auch eurem lokalen Sender.
See you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. I love you. The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, and my heart.
Thank you. primitive world. Everything counts in large amounts. Thank you.
grabbing hands grab all they can. Everything counts in large amounts. The grabbing hands grab all they can. Everything counts in large amounts. The grabbing hands grab all they can. Everything counts in large amounts.
This is the future of an illusion. Aggressive culture of despotism. Living fantasy of the immortal. The reality of an animal.
threat. He said that he was living in his mind, a piece of that something that's so hard to find. On the ground, I've seen the cracks in this time, never bring a return. I've seen the cracks in this time, I've seen the cracks in this time, I've seen the cracks in this time, never bring a return.
To the stars, I'm looking to